Aussi, the giant panda came with his family home and he left me a set of kitab. Mawaris of Fakir Ummat. Anyway, I did last year. I've been reading it and I've been doing this in the Jumma Bayan. I finished over three weeks. So I just thought I'd do this portion here. The topic is Fasadati Asbab or Inkar Ilaj. The reasons for Fasadat, for Jagadas, for quarrels in the families, in the communities, nationally, internationally, or Inkar Ilaj, and the treatment. We start off with one hadith. Narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, firstly, sadaqah se maal kam nahi hota. By giving sadaqah, your wealth does not decrease. Secondly, maaf karne se Allah ta'ala bande ki izzat badha dete hai. By making maaf, by forgiving a person, Allah ta'ala raises a person's izzat. And thirdly, جو تواضع اختیار کرتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو سر بلندی عطا فرماتے ہیں. One who adopts humility, Allah تعالیٰ will raise him. So in this hadith, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned three things. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was sent for the hidayat of the people and for the islah. When he came over here, he pondered and he realized that the reason for all these jagadas and narayas amongst the people boils down to these three things. In sab ikhtilafat ki azbab teen hai. The reasons for all these ikhtilafat and jagadas are three, and then he gave the ilaj for these things. So if we adopt these, follow his rules, then of course there will be no jabra amongst us. So yeah, deal with the first one here. Ke sadqa dene se maal kam nahi hota. Ma naqasat sadaqatun min maal. But what comes out from this hadith? This is what he deals with. A person will not want to give sadaqah because he's afraid that his wealth will decrease. So what's the reason for this? That his wealth will decrease. This? Hubb mal, love for the wealth, love for money. Insan ko rupiya se muhabbat hoti hai. Insan loves wealth. And because of this, you find all the jagra stuff. Because every person thinks that whatever the other person has, I must also have. And in trying to achieve what that person has achieved, a person gets into all sorts of problems, ladais and jagra, fasadat, only because of muhabbat, rupiya ki muhabbat. The love for wealth, he says, makes a person blind. Maal ki muhabbat mein aadmi na baap ko dekhta hai, na maa ko, na bhai ko dekhta hai, na behan ko, na yateem ko dekhte hai, na biwi ko, na dost ko, aur rishtedar ko. He says, he mentioned all his close family members. In the muhabbat for wealth, person does not look at all these things. Blinded by this wealth, of love for wealth. He says, if you go, have to look at the court cases. The reason for most of them are because of love of wealth. If you have to look at the reasons for murders, where do you find it is mainly love for wealth? And for going for water, most of the time you find it just love for that, international love. In our time, the problem of oil and all the problems that go along with it. So now he describes in some detail what this love of wealth can lead one on. First thing he describes is sood, interest. This love of wealth will sometimes lead a person to indulge in interest, taking and giving of, taking of interest. And in the hadith, all everybody knows about this, that Rasulullah has cursed the person who takes interest, who gives interest, who bears witness, who writes the deed, etc. So that wealth which has so much of lanat on it, where is khair and barakah in it? In fact, it will destroy him. So this is the first thing that he's mentioned, soon. Then he talks about ghazab, to snatch people's wealth or property by force, without consent. Sometimes you find this much of land, this one balisht of land is taken away. Kisi ki zameen ghazab karta hai. It is mentioned in the hadith ki jo shakhs kisi ki ek balisht bhar zameen zulman ghazab kar le to qiyamat mein saatu zameen ka tok banakar uske gale mein dala jayega. That person who just takes away one balisht, this much balisht is from here to here, that much of land by force on somebody without his consent. On the day of Qiyamah, a necklace will be made of the seven earths and put around his neck. He's carried that. He says, Sharia is the hukum here, the hukum of Sharia, ke don't even read namaz in another person's property. If he says, don't put your foot in my property, you don't even read your namaz over there. Put your musalla on the roadside and read over there. Jab isko nagawar guzarta hai, iski jagah mein namaz na padho. Sadak par apna kapra bicha kar namaz padho. So when he is not allowing you, he is not happy with you going onto his property, then don't even read namaz over there. What about taking away zameen even to this much, one body? And then this also leads one to rishwat, taking of bribery. Al-Rashi wal-Murtashi kilahuma finnaar. Rishwat lene wala, rishwat dene wala, dono jahannam mein jayenge. Short hadith, which says both of these people, one who gives the bribe and who accepts the bribe, both of them will go into jahannam. We're talking of love for the wealth, remember? Giving and taking rishwat for the love of the wealth. Because of love of wealth, a person is prepared to take upon himself, to buy for himself that necklace in the akhirah and buy for himself jahannam by taking rishwat. Then because of love of wealth, he steals. I did not know this. First time I come across this hadith. Mufti Sahib says, Chor jis waqt chori karta hai, to wo momin nahi rehta. He does not remain a moment. I've heard about this as far as zina, that he is talking of chewing. But when a person steals, he does not remain a moment for that time. So if and at that time his mouth comes, we don't know what's going to be the anjam in the akhirah. ایسا خبیث مال کس کام کا جس کی وجہ سے آدمی مومن نہ رہے ایمان اس سے نکل جائے اگر ایسی حالت میں اس کا انتقال ہو جائے تو اللہ ہی جانے کہاں پہنچے گا One is stealing as customary thieves do, breaking into the home and taking things away. Doing harm to the property, doing harm to the people in the home, etc. We have something else in our situation these days. And this was brought to me, to my notice, by another person, very recently, very last week. If you buy something, and you're supposed to get 5 cents change. It's forfeited, there's no such thing as 5 cents change. This is taking away wealth by ghazab. That was his haq, whether it's 1 cent or 5 cents. Irrespective of the law of the country. So we think we are safe, we are not making churi. But there we are, not only chori with ghazab in front of his eyes. And how far is that 5 cent going to get you? Iman ka bhi khatra, akhirat ka bhi khatra. A very well-to-do person, he is telling me this. He went to a shop. That shop was his friend's shop. Last week. He went to buy something. And 5 cents was due to him. And the cashier did not want to give it. He said, no, we don't give 5 cents change. So that Malik of the shop saw that something going on between these two. So he came around and asked us going on. He said, she owes me 5 cents change. She doesn't want to give it. And she says, no, it's our policy. Shop policy, you have been told. He agreed with that. He told him, that irrespective of our relationship, I'm telling you, this 5 cents belongs to me, you have to give it to me. Otherwise, you are in danger, in the dunya as well as the akhirah. So jewelry in various forms. Next he says, Virasat na dene ka hukum. Oh, very popular. Not giving heir a portion of inheritance. Jab maal ki muhabbat hoti hai, to warasa haq daba leta hai. Kisi shakhs ka intiqal hua. One person who passed away. The elder in the family now takes everything in his possession, in his control. And does not want to give the other person their share. Now because of this, you find that they go to court. And the people in the court are wondering, why are these Muslims fighting over such things? Because in their Quran, everything has been mentioned so clearly regarding inheritance. Why are they fighting? کچہری والے بھی سوچتے ہوں گے کہ یہ مسلمان ہیں جن کا حق قرآن میں مذکور ہے اور یہ حق دینے کو تیار نہیں قرآن has mentioned very clearly یوسیکم اللہ فی اولادکم للذکر مثل حظ الانثیین اللہ تعالی commands you regarding your اولاد that تم کو حکم دیتا ہے that the portion of the man is twice that of the woman. Various proportions, the portions are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Today, these things are being destroyed or being put to an end by the Muslims. All this is because of Muhabbat. So the ilaj for this, Rasulullah says, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالٍ. A very prominent family, rich family, and the father dies. The elder brother takes over the whole trust. He doesn't give anything. He now forms another company or trust with everybody's money without their consent. They say they want the money, they want to go for Hajj. No. He takes all the money and he invests in something else. This is better for us. We remain together and we can increase the morale. That is there. But nobody ever thought of that. Nobody saw the world. He invested in everything, went down. Either he got anything, nor the other brothers and sisters got anything, whether they went for Hajj or not, I don't know. Halaki, with that money, Hajj would have been wajib on this. And this, one of the sisters I know was begging him for the money. No, no one's known. There's great hikmat in the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if a person knows beforehand that if I die, that my brother will benefit, my sister will benefit, my children will benefit, my wife will benefit, but why should it go to my brothers and sisters? They've got enough there. So what he does now, he wants to distribute everything in his lifetime. So that his aim is to avoid his brother and sister getting it. Everything must go to the daughter or his wife. The purpose is evil. And Allah Ta'ala himself has distributed this. Why do you want to go against it? Indirectly, through the love of your wealth, the love of the family, the wealth must go. Love of wealth now must go to your own place. Nothing go to your brother, your own brother, but no good. These are evil intentions. And you'll find most of the time that this happens, the end result is not good. Find that the children to whom you gave everything and you discarded the brother, when things change all of a sudden, your own children don't want to look after you, although you've given them everything. Your own children don't want to see you in your last stages. But who will come to your help? Your brother will come to your help, whom you have discarded from getting his wealth. You did it such a way. Now you wish, I wish I had given my brother. Allah Ta'ala himself had given him before. But we discarded him. Ajeeb chakkar this. It must stay within. It mustn't go out. But you find that most of the problems are from within, not from without. What is up? Mentioned on last day about rishwat. He says, again he mentioned this hadith, sadaqa se maal kam nahi hota. He says, there are many things that we love. We get rahat by keeping it close to us, our body. Something that we love, keeping it close to us, we feel it's rahat. But wealth is something By keeping it close to us, we lose our rahat. In fact, there's more bechaini than rahat. One person was working in the court mein mulazim tha. Somebody gave him some rishwat money to get the work done quickly in the court. Gave him a wad of notes, whatever it was, 5,000 or 10,000 rupees. Very carefully, he put it inside his inside pocket. He had a coat and pants on. Somebody quietly told him in his ear, the CID is behind you. In fact, they're after you. But they got to know that he's taking a shot. So somebody whispered in his ears, CID aapke peeche hai. He lost his itminaan. He is so worried. He couldn't even stay there. He got out of the car, got onto his bicycle and started riding. Probably going home. But iski rahat aur aaram sab khatam. Bada pareshan. Cycle par sawal hokar chal raha hai. Now whoever he sees coming in front of him, he says, must be the CID. He is getting more and more bechain. Any person he sees must be the CID. He was just so distressed now. On his way, he passed by a river with a flowing bridge under which was flowing a river. He stopped over there, took out the whole lot of money and threw it inside. Suddenly now he gets around. He's trying to prove a point that so long as we have money with us, we've got no aram. But once we don't have it, then we've got aram. Now go back, explain a particular point. By having cash is always a problem. You lose your rahat or money. Save the jewelry. About it. Virasat. Inheritance. He says, there was a person who passed away, left behind two sons. The two sons divided the estate between themselves. Adha usne liya, adha isne liya. There was one tree left in the father's property. One tree. The big brother says, no, this is my, it comes to me. It should be mine. It's mera hisla. The small brother says, no, it's mera hisla, my portion. They couldn't come to any agreement, so they went to court to fight for their rights. This case went on for over a year. Saal bhar tak mukaddama chala, peshi hoti rahi re, attended the court regularly. Whatever the big brother had attained in his share of the inheritance, gradually he had to sell it, you see, to meet the legal expenses. Same with the younger brother. Whatever he had gained, he had to start selling off so that he can meet the legal expenses. At the end of which, neither he had anything left from the inheritance, neither he had anything left from the inheritance. After a year, the judgment was made. The judge said, he ordered, get the tree cut and put out. Give half the wood to this brother and half the wood to this brother. That was a faisla judge. But their condition was such that they didn't even have money to pay for the labor to get the tree cut. So the judge decided, we'll pay for it. So sarcastic. We'll pay for it. Cut the tree and give him half and give him half of the wood. Mufti Sahib says, if the elder brother thought for a while that he is my younger brother, being the elder brother, he is like my son now. In the absence of the father, he is like my son. So if it goes to him, it is still belonging to us, not going to anybody else. So what if he gave it to him? And if the younger brother thought the same way, that my elder brother is now there, representing my father, so what if it goes to him? It's still within our family. At the end of it, we find No one come here, no one come here. Nobody gets it. Love of wealth. Now, when these things happen, you find there's no end to it. This also happened very recently, maybe with two hardware shops. One is jealous of the other and doing very well. Or comparatively, more customers are seen coming into his shop. And something happened, and they came to some arguments, and they came to blows. Now they go to court. So one of them came to me last week. He said, he wants to know if I know the other person. He's gone to another lawyer, I took up on another lawyer, but it's costing us. Every time we have to set foot over there, we have to fish out money. So why not just arrange a meeting and see if we can come to some settlement? That person is adamant he's going to go through the whole process. Very expensive. Maal ki muhabbat puts you into fasadat in various forms, and how it happens, it will just happen if we are not careful. I might have told you the story that there was one alim from the Jamiat in Natal who came to visit me with his family. The related, his wife is related to me. While talking, he asked me that if I know a particular Maulana, because he has made a proposal to a certain person's daughter whom he knows. This alim knows the girl's family. He's asking me if I know this particular Maulana who has made a proposal for this man's daughter. In other words, he's finding out about his character and all that. I said, Maulana, you're worried about his character. Mera khayal hai ki unke iman mein baqi nahi raha. I'm of the opinion that even his iman is not intact anymore. Why? Because just 2 months before that, his father had passed away. And his father had made a will completely against the Sharia. He had left most of the wealth to his elder son, that was the Maulana. Now when it comes to distribution of the inheritance, Maulana says we'll distribute as dad has written in the will. But this is against Sharia. I got nothing to do with Sharia. See? Love of wealth. So now you're asking whether what's his character? I mean, iman bhi baqi nahi raha. Very serious. How iman, our love for wealth, can lead you astray? Towards the end of his life, Hazrat told me himself, in 1921 he told me, that in his lifetime, he had given quite a bit to his elder brother or younger brother, Sachamya. He has given his son, his daughters, everybody. But now we're talking of Chechenya. For those of you who have seen Chechenya's house, it looks small, but it was comfortable for him. Now Hazrat's house looked, it was because of the Majlis Khana. His original home, if you have to look at it, small room. But the Majlis Khana looks big, so everybody thinks he's got a very big place. He didn't do that. Bhaijan put it for him, built it for him. The son did it for him. Anyway, Hazrat is telling me that one person came today and he's telling me, Allah has given you so much, why don't you give Chechenya something? In other words, indirectly saying that because of love of wealth, you're not giving your brother. What an accusation. Hazrat is so disturbed by it. Unko kya maloom maine kya diya hai, kya nahi diya hai? What does he know? Has it been to explain to him anything? That was his habit. If anybody made an accusation, if it did not concern him, he did not go out of his way to explain. Woh jaane woh apna kaam kare. Even if you explain, you must remember, if you try to explain somebody, once somebody has accused you of something, you try to explain your way out, they'll never accept it. Because they've already made up their mind that you are like this, you are like that. There's no point in anything. In the same way, when somewhere between 72 and 77, in the Madrasa Masjid, there was a hall, there was Ukhana. That was now changed into caps. But they had a raised hall where who wanted to make wuzu through with lota, they still could do it. Maulana Musa Akhri from Benoni was in charge of rebuilding the whole thing. Very soon after that, posters were pasted all over Jalalabad, including the Munniwali Masjid, Hazrat Masjid, and the Madrasa everywhere. So this is not jais, this is israf and this and that and all that. We're making wuzu under the tap is israf and all that. Not taking Hazrat's name, but obviously they knew that Hazrat gave this instruction. Hazrat going to the Madrasa and back, going to the Masjid and back, obviously seeing this, but never once did he talk of it or talk about it. Never once. He's got his own opinion. What do I have to account then? Anyway, this came out from the accusation that Hazrat has love for wealth he's not sharing with his brother. I won't give details, but I was from one of those who was inside and whose hand was the key to the wealth that Hazrat had. His own wealth, the Madrasa wealth, the Madrasa zakat, the Aam zakat, I know where the money is. Far, far from love of wealth, you find it's completely opposite. One of his ustad's son from Deoband, the Qari Sahib. His ustad has passed away. He comes to visit him in 1977 for the first time. He introduces himself, big person, tall, introduces himself, his so-and-so's son. Oh, Allah is very happy that he's my ustad's son. His ustad's son came to visit me. Spoke to him very nicely for a while. When he was leaving, asked Hazrat, at that time, he asked Hazrat for 100 rupees. 100 rupees is a big amount of money. Khair, as I said, I had kunjid chavis with me for all the wealth. Hazrat asked me to take out 100 from his own personal money. I gave it to him. Happily, Hazrat gave it to him because he's making khidmat of his ustad's son. He went away. 2 weeks later, he comes again. He doesn't sit long. After meeting, he asks Hazrat for money. Again, 100 rand, 50 rupees. Now I knew what's inside. Not much. But anyway, Hazrat told me to give it to him. So I gave Hazrat the money, he gave it to him. Another 2 weeks time, he comes again. At this time, I know there's no money in the masjid. In the madrasa. No money personally too, no money for the madrasa, no money for that. The same time, it was the end of the month. And as usual, every day after the last period in the morning, when the ustad come, Hazrat addresses them for a short while. It was a Thursday. It was the last day of the month. Thursday, most of them are going home. We all sat down. I'm sitting there next to Hazrat. Hazrat in a very sad voice told him, "What afsos ke saath kehna padta hai ki mujhe मेरे पास आपको तनख्वाह देने के लिए कुछ नहीं है, आई हैव नो मनी टू गिव यू एज सैलरी. When the money comes, I'll send it over to you. I tell you, I was looking at the faces of the ustad. No such thing, or no long faces, nothing. First time I saw that in my life. They're going home to their families penniless. This is the time this person came. Hazrat didn't tell him, mere paas hai nahi. But he told him, जब आएगा दे दो पहुंचा दूंगा. When I get the money, I'll send it over to you. Not that you must come first, I'll send it over to you. And he did that. Not only that, when the money did come after that, he sent me to Deoband to give Dada Mia and Maulawati Sahib Marhum, his son, this salary. I went to Deoband and gave Dada Mia and his son salary. And the rest of them were also distributed that way. You can see how delicate the situation was. They could have created an uproar. The ustad, how can you go home without money? Jagada fasada. No. Allah Ta'ala had also created some understanding in them. Ki yahan ab nahi hai, to जब भी मिलेगा बट मिलेगा सही. एंड एग्जैक्टली व्हाट हैपेंड. एनीवे फॉर अस आई थिंक द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट थिंग मोस्ट ऑफ अस वर इन बिजनेस इज फाइव थिंग्स एंड टू थिंग्स चेंज. यू कैन टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ द लॉ ऑफ द कंट्री. यू शुड हैव टू वेट फॉर अनदर लॉ आफ्टर दैट. If you don't have 5 cents, give him 10 cents and finish it off. Mamla khatam. Why keep the 5 cents and more for the akhir? All this comes under ghazab, maal ki muhabbat. Anything small, you say, "Ha, it's small amount, don't worry." Nay. Small amount is clear amount. You find in your telecom account, even 1 cent is mentioned over there. If you haven't paid 1 cent, it comes over there. If you have given 1 or 2 cents extra, then note it down. But if you're doing any cash businesses, it's not like that. That 100 rand with 1 cent rate is still 99 rand 99 cents. It's not 100 rand. Well, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of remembering these things so that we keep on clearing our way so that we have a happy ending. Allah Ta'ala grant us all death with Iman and grant us najat without any questioning. In that period when Hazrat had no wealth, one day Hazrat told me कि अगर आपके पास 30 रुपये हो तो मुझे दे दीजिए, मैं आपको बाद में दे दूँगा. He was take a loan of 30 रुपये. He was like, 30 रुपये, quite a bit. So I happily gave it to him. Like another time he asked me again for 30 रुपये. He asked me many times after that for 30 रुपये. And I kept on giving him. I don't know how many times. One day, when there was money, he called me. He said, "मैंने आपसे कई मर्तबा 30-30 रुपये लिए थे. मैंने आपसे कितने दिए? I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. I was just about to cry out. Why is he asking me this?" He saw the change of expression on my face and he quickly said, "Acha, acha, 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 acha." Because when I started staying with the Hazrat in 1977, after my medical course, I realized I was going to keep me here for some time. So I told Bhaijan, I'm eating with Hazrat every day. So I told Bhaijan, just as you take, you are taking money to supply food to some of the students, take money from me too. Because I'm eating with Hazrat every day. But Bhaijan refused. I told him again and again. He just refused. One day when I was staying with Hazrat, he came and complained to Hazrat. Dr. Sadiye Kerr. You can understand now. How can I take money from him? I was happy that I got the opportunity to do something for him.